Masechet Kelim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Tet. We'll talk about an earring in this Mishnah. The earrings that would be worn in the times of the Mishnah had two different parts. There was the lower and the upper part. The bottom part, the lower part, was shaped like a pot. It was hollow inside. And on top of it, there was a lentil-shaped decoration that was connected to it. And on the top, there was a hook that was used to put the earring in the earlobe. Mishnah says, Nezem shehu asui kekedera milimatan vecha adasha milimalan. An earring that's shaped like a pot at the bottom and like a lentil at the top. Venifrak, and it broke, it came apart. The top and the bottom are now detached from each other. Kakedera tameh, the part that looks like a pot. The bottom part could become tameh, mishum kele bet kibul, because it's a utensil that has a container. People would use the bottom part of the earring to hold on to a type of perfume. So it has a container, it's metal, and therefore, as a container, it could become tameh. Vecha adasha tameh bifnei atzmo, but the top part that's shaped like a lentil could become tameh. Even on its own, it's still a keli. It still has that hook, which could attach it to the earlobe, and it could be used on its own as an earring. So even without the bottom kedera, without the pot like on the bottom, it could still become tameh. Sinora tehora, but the hook itself, if it's detached, could never become tameh. It stays tahor because it's never used on its own, but only together with the earring. He'asui kemin eshkol venifrak tahor. If an earring looks like a cluster, like grapes that are together, there are beads, that four or five beads that come together, and let's say they came apart, we say tahor, each bead is never used on its own, so therefore it can never become tameh.